Simon & Schuster Audio presents This is the Voice by John Colapinto. Read by Robert Petkoff, with an introduction read by the author.
To Donna and Johnny. Introduction. Personally speaking. Some years ago, I was invited by my then boss, Jan Wenner, the owner of Rolling Stone, to be the lead singer in a band he was putting together from the magazine's staff. I had just turned 41, and I jumped at the opportunity to sustain the delusion that I was not getting old. "Sign me up," I said. My chief attributes as a singer included impressive volume and an ability to stay more or less in tune, but I was strictly a self-taught amateur. I had, for instance, never done a proper voice warm-up, and had certainly never been informed that the delicate layers of vibratory tissue, muscle, and mucous membrane that make up the vocal cords are as prone to injury as a middle-aged knee joint. So, on practice days, I simply rose from my desk. I was finishing a book on deadline and spent 8 hours a day writing in complete silence, rode the subway to our rehearsal space in downtown Manhattan, took my place behind the microphone, jolted my vocal cords from 0 to 60, and started wailing over my bandmates' cranked-up guitars and drums. The folly of this approach became clear to me a few weeks into rehearsals, when Jay Giles Band frontman Peter Wolf, whom Jan had enlisted to perform a song, pulled me aside. "You don't have to sing full out in rehearsal, man," he said. "Save something for the show." I followed his advice, but by then, my voice had taken on a pronounced rasp. I wasn't concerned. I had suffered hoarseness in the past, and it had cleared up. Plus, a little vocal raggedness is never out of place in rock and roll. Also, and perhaps most importantly, I felt no discomfort. So how could I have hurt my throat? I now know that an invidious feature of voice injuries is that when they happen, you feel nothing. The vocal cords have no pain receptors. I continued attending twice-weekly rehearsals and soon reverted to my old ways, actually singing harder, trying to put some of the old volume back into my voice, which was sounding weirdly dampened. I was also finding it difficult suddenly to hit high notes, like the F above middle C.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?